Kitsum Kalem members have been working together to create a plan to upgrade their community hall. Members of the Simshan Reserve held a meeting on Tuesday where they filled out a survey that will be used to support a needs assessment study, which will be included in the funding application process. Frida Leong and Esli Wu from Associated Engineering have been working with members of the Northwest Internation Family and Community Services Society to design the ideal layout. At the meeting, Leong explained the two-year plan to the community as a way to involve them in the process and listen to their input.
So why it takes time is first we have to work on the roof structure, rip that off. Then we have to do the siding. Then we do the extension. So it's a series of staged works, right? So then once we do the outer shell, then we come in and we do the inner stuff, which will be all the fit out for all the HVAC updates and everything else, and ripping up the flooring. So it's a series of stuff, but it'll be a two-year program.
There are a series of improvements planned, one of the most anticipated being the installment of a commercial-grade kitchen. Leong talked about why this could be beneficial.
The roof needs to be replaced. The siding needs to be replaced. Your kitchen needs to be upgraded. What you had there worked for you in the past, but definitely needs to have a revitalization so it meets commercial standards and is able for you. It makes it so that you guys are also able to prepare food for peace, and at the same time give you opportunities to teach. And it's an opportunity for the elders in the community to work with some of the youth to look at food preparation.
Being able to further accommodate cultural practices and events is the goal with these upgrades, and Leong explained the addition that they plan to construct beside the hall.
We're looking at if we're able to get more funding to add more cultural items in, including a carving house at the back here. That would be adjacent to this building where there's an opportunity for carvers to work with community members and to pass on that knowledge and to grow that wealth of cultural knowledge. I think that
the cultural aspect will also be added into the decoration of the hall. Leong talked about wanting people to know when they walk in that they are in the Simshan community.
We need to look at bringing some more of the cultural aspects back in terms of with the WAPs, putting murals up on the wall so that when you come to this community hall, you realize that you're entering the house of Kitsum Kalem.
All of these upgrades are estimated to cost a total of $4.5 million. Leong explained a bit more about what funding they've been trying to get.
So we do have the base funding right now of about $2.2 million, which includes around $400,000 from Kitsum Kalem as the base funding through the ISIP program, which is the Infrastructure Canada Investment Program for Northern communities. So we have that. And then we've also gone for some green funding, some green energy funding, just to look at, because it is an older building. There are issues with the technology or whatever was done previously in terms of the heating and cooling and the lighting and that. So we've gone to that. We also applied for another funding source in the hopes of getting the front canopy covered, which was for a cultural investment thing. Now NIFCUS as well. We've done more funding submissions than you could ever imagine.
The hall has been integral for holding events in the community since its construction in 1996, and many community members are supportive of this expansion.